I'll be here again tonight. Lord's been good to me this week. I mean, dealing with battling a sinus infection, two sick children and whatnot. I mean, they're getting better, but Lord's still good. Amen. He's provided our needs. He's met with us. He's still continuing to be with us, and that in itself is a blessing. But if you got your Bible tonight, I invite you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. Very familiar scripture. The Lord's laid on my heart a little thought. Verse number 1, 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not in the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Father, tonight I want to say I thank you, God, for being so good and gracious to us, Lord, for helping us, Lord, to be able to meet together tonight in this place. Pray, God, that you might, Lord, move in the midst of your people. I pray, God, that you might, Lord, touch our hearts tonight. Lord, help us to have a burden for these that's been mentioned in prayer already. I pray, God, you please, Lord, help us to hear what you'd have us to hear, Lord, from your word tonight. And I pray, God, that you might, Lord, touch somebody in their heart. And Lord, help them, I pray. For it is in Jesus' name, amen. I really want to look at just a little thought, if Lord help me a little while, and I don't really know how to title this thought, but there's two words I want to bring forth from these five scriptures here. One is the word emphasis, being that we need to emphasize Christ, and the other is exemplify. We need to exemplify Christ. So an emphasis and exemplify. The first one, the word emphasis, takes the meaning of special importance, value, or prominence given to something or someone. So in other words, what I see here when I see Paul writing to the Corinthian church, when he says here, he says, I, brethren, came to you not with enticing excellency of speech. So he's showing himself for what he is. That he's a man who's not putting himself out there to be much of anything. That he is nothing like I am. I'm nothing. I'm short of God. I am nothing. I can do nothing. But what he does here, he says, I came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom. Here it is. He says, declaring unto you the testimony of God. And right there, when he says that, he's giving emphasis on Christ. He's putting the emphasis of why his purpose. He's putting the emphasis as the reason of him being there or writing this is to Christ himself. And then, and in any case, if anyone does anything, Lord help me tonight in my voice, but if anybody does anything in their life, whether it be in their daily walk or if they have special occasions or things that they come to meet up, in other words, we should look at things in that kind of way right there, that we should emphasize Christ in everything that we do and everywhere that we go, and everything that we do should be emphasis on Christ. And if you're like me, you have a hard time with that. It's too easy to get thinking about the world. It's too easy to get things in your mind that will cloud your judgment and cloud your mind, get your mind on other things. I mean, I'm like, it happens on a daily. I'm not saying that I'm perfect in any kind of way, but there's a lot of days, there's just so many things that comes onto my plate, it's laid in my lap, so to speak. It's hard to continually emphasize or bring emphasis to Christ because everything's just thrown on you. I can't imagine how Paul was in his day, being afflicted and persecuted the way he was. But even here, when he puts emphasis on, and whenever it says here, declaring unto you the testimony of God, that's another way, that's really another way to sit there and say, hey, I'm declaring the gospel. I'm declaring unto you what Christ did out on Calvary. This is the reason why he died. This is the reason why he came and was born, that he could give himself, that we could have life. The emphasis is not only just on Christ himself, but what he came for and what he had accomplished and why it was accomplished. See, there's a lot more encompassed in that than just saying, oh, I'm a Christian. There's a lot more to that. And in other words, whenever you bring emphasis to Christ, and I don't want to jump too far ahead because I'll get on the other word, but whenever you put emphasis on that, you're going to have some attributes that's going to come forth that's going to be like Christ. And he continues on here. He says, for I determined not to know anything among you. Here he is again, and bringing the emphasis on Jesus. He says, not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Again, bringing the attention off of Paul, because I mean, if you think about it, there's a lot of men that you've seen testimony of, and it's written of as I am of Paul, I'm of Apollos, and so on and so forth. I mean, there's so many people that will put emphasis on the man and not necessarily God, but even this, you see the man of God, he's standing and he's not bringing any attention to himself, but he's going to bring emphasis unto Christ. His life, everything, that's his speech, that's his actions. He said, even that's what he says, he's not with excellency of speech. So in his speech, he's bringing that emphasis upon Christ. I don't know about you, but in my speech, I don't always bring emphasis to Christ. There's a lot of times I'm woe is me. There's a lot of times I'm caught up in these worldly things, talking about movies or talking about going out to eat or talking about my daily this or daily that. It's really easy to get off of that emphasis right there. And more so today, we really need to emphasize Christ. Not only for people out there, but for me. Now, if you look at this in the correct kind of way, if you emphasize Christ, you're going to be more close to Him. Because you're going to walk with Him. I mean, I for instance, Brother Todd, when you and Miss Jennifer go out and she gets all dolled up and you get yourself all cleaned up and everything, you put that smell on there, that little cologne aftershave or something like that, Brother Keith, some of these other men out there take the wives out. I do it myself. Man, there's an emphasis put that he puts to her and she puts to him, in that she is making preparation for him. He's making preparation for her. That there's an emphasis on their relationship together. So they've got it in their mind that they are together. And that same kind of work, that same kind of mentality needs to be put in everything that we do. That we're going to emphasize Christ. When we walk in that door, we ought to have it in our minds that we're going to come in and we're going to emphasize Christ, because I want Him. I want His touch. I want His feel. I want to feel if I feel Him come nudge up next to me. And I want Him there. I want to be able to come in and say, Lord, thank you for this day that you've given me. Thank you for what you provided for me. Thank you for the roof over my head. And don't get me wrong, sometimes it's real easy to come in that back door and first thing you start talking about, boy, there's that ball game. There's this other thing we did and we did all this over here. And next thing you know, that emphasis on Christ is gone. And then we're sitting here in the pews wondering why we can't feel God. So there ought to be some kind of emphasis when we walk in the house of God. There ought to be an emphasis in anywhere we go. Coming, don't get me wrong, I've got some lost loved ones, and I'm telling you, sometimes it's hard, because my loved ones, they don't want to hear about Jesus Christ. They don't want to hear about how good the church service was. They want to talk about their life. They want to talk about their experiences, and they want to talk about what they got for Christmas or what they're doing for New Year's or so on and so forth. But I'm telling you, the whole attitude, the whole atmosphere will change in your situation if you just come in emphasizing Christ. If you see Paul here, he says whenever he brought that out there, He says, verse number 3, he says, I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. I'm telling you guys, I can't go through anything. I can't be a help to you in my flesh. Paul here was able to go through these things, with you in weakness and fear and trembling. He can't do it on his own. He can't help you. Brother, I cannot help you on my own. Save Christ. I can't be a help or a blessing to you or anybody else without Christ. So whenever I go to help somebody, or if I'm going in to be able to pray with somebody, I mean, that's the thing. When we talk about prayer and wanting to have a prayer-filled altar, and here we are in the new year, I mean, and that'd be a good thing to start off this whole year, just go ahead and emphasize Christ from the get-go. But if you want to reach out and have some prayers met, we need to get to emphasizing Christ in our life in a daily walk and not necessarily when we come to church. I got another definition here I want to point out. The word emphasis, then the word exemplify. The word exemplify means to show or illustrate by example. To prove or to show by an attested copy. I'm glad I've got a word that's never been disproved. This word of God has never been disproved. It's attested, amen. It stood the test of time. When we exemplify Christ and we have that example, look here, verse number 4. He said, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words. It means it's not necessarily there to tickle your ears, so to speak. It's not there to stir your pique your interest in the flesh. He says, I'm not here to try and stir you up and make you happy. Granted, if you're saved, born again, the Word of God is going to make you happy, regardless of whether or not it strikes your heart in a bad way or good way or anything in between. But I'm telling you, I've been able to rejoice in the fact that God has smote my heart about some things, and God has helped me through that, and I've been able to rejoice in that. I didn't have to pout and shout and get all the mully grubs and nothing in my heart, but I was able to rejoice in the fact that God smote my heart. And I didn't have to have any kind of enticing words for that to happen. He says, but my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. In other words, that's in the flesh. He says, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. I'd have to say that's a pretty good definition, a pretty good outline of the word exemplify. If we're going to walk, if we're going to bring emphasis to Christ, we are going to have to exemplify Christ. We're going to end up having to put forth an example of Christ. Now, I'm telling you, that's going to be a little bit hard because I know how this world is. This world likes to come up and slap you upside the face. And son, I don't know about you, but I tend to get a little bit blowed up a little bit when something kind of comes up. And I know preachers mentioned it, and I know in conversation, I know others that's mentioned this kind of thing like that. Boy, how did I tell you? I'm telling you, we need to be able to turn the other cheek. We need to exemplify, live by the example Christ had set forth in His life. I fail. I fail daily. I let my mouth get the best of me a lot of times, especially with these crazies out here on the road sometimes. I'm telling you, there's some buttons that get pushed in me, and sometimes when those buttons get pushed, it's hard. It really is. But if we're going to be emphasizing Christ and we're not in the flesh, we can exemplify Christ if we're emphasizing Him, and we can walk in His Word, and we are able to turn the other cheek. We are able to push past this flesh and this anger if we were only exemplify Him by emphasizing Him. But in the demonstration, that in itself, the demonstration is to lead by example, to give an example of, to give you a demonstration of. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. That right there, verse number 5, I can't help but see a culmination of the two words put into that one verse. The emphasis on Christ and to exemplify Christ, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God, that He's going to put an emphasis on God and tell you exactly, if you see what's transpired in these verses here, when you bring forth these examples and you live your life accordingly, the power of God will come forth. The power of God, here's another word for it, will take preeminence. The word preeminence. Let's look at that one too. The word preeminence means superiority in excellence, distinction in something commendable, precedence, priority of place, superiority in rank or dignity. I have to say, if we're going to emphasize Christ and we're going to exemplify Christ, that He might have preeminence, He's going to have a place of superiority in your life. In other words, He's going to have a rank over yourself. He's going to have to be placed over self. Brother Todd, I know you'd give yourself for Miss Jennifer. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. I mean, she takes some kind of precedence in your life. She's got some kind of preeminence in your life. Brother Keith, that same thing with you. Miss Laurie, you'd give yourself for Miss Laurie. Brother Hyatt, same thing with Miss Myra. I'm telling you, he makes her out to be the baby doll. He loves her. I'm telling you, she's got a special place in his heart. That same kind of attribute, that same kind of example that's given there, it's the same kind of example that we should have in our life that Christ is put forth in our life. Christ should have a preeminent spot in our heart, in our life, and in our homes. He has to have the preeminence. Has to. If we're going to exemplify Him, if we're going to emphasize Him, He has to have a preeminent spot in your life. You know, I was sitting here thinking about that this week. There are a lot of times he don't have that preeminent spot in my life because I get too busy. There are times I let things get me wrapped up. My wife don't have the preeminent spot in my life that she should have. I take her for granted. That same kind of mentality right there it matches up with Christ too, that I take Him for granted. We walk in the church house a lot of times and we take Him for granted that He's going to come in, He's going to move, and He's going to work, and He's going to meet with us, and He's going to meet all of our needs, which He does. And He's going to answer all of our prayers. But the thing of it is, we walk in that back door, we're not exemplifying Him, we're not bringing emphasis on His name, and He does not have a preeminent hold, a spot in our life when we come in that door. We want, I'm telling you, in 2020, I want God to move in a powerful way. I want Him. My wife, she can't understand. She always puts herself down, but I tell her all the time she's beautiful. She says, "You're crazy. You need glasses." Well, I need glasses anyway, but you're still beautiful. I'm telling you, I love her with a love. I can't understand it. I don't understand it, but it's a kind of love that God put in me. And that kind of love that God put in me, I should have that for Him. So we need to think about that for this year. Are we going to emphasize Him? Are we going to exemplify Him? And is He going to have a preeminent spot in your life? What we say, our testimony ought to be of God. Our speech ought to be, I've determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That should be something in your life always. If you say that, He's got a preeminent spot. If you act upon that in that kind of way, he's got a preeminent spot. And you're emphasizing him. And you're bringing attention to him. I want to see God move in this year. We ain't got a lot of time left, folks. I've got some lost loved ones. I want God to move in their life. You know, sometimes I can't help but wonder, maybe is it too late? Is it too late? I can't say. God knows. But we really need to think about how we're emphasizing, exemplifying, and does he have preeminence in your life? Preacher, I'm done.